Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 8th. Today's word is immense, spelled I-M-M-E-N-S-E. Immense is an adjective that means marked by greatness, especially in size or degree, especially transcending ordinary means of measurement. It can also mean, more broadly, supremely good. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Joshua Yaffa. At the bridge site, teams of workers watched over drills the size of redwood trees, which rammed steel piles into the sea floor. The scale of construction was almost too immense to comprehend. Just how big is something if it's immense? Is it huge, colossal, humongous, ginormous, or merely enormous? Immense is often used as a synonym of all these words, and as such, can simply function as yet another way for English speakers to say really, really, really big. Immense is also used, however, in a sense which goes beyond merely really, really big, to describe something that is so great in size or degree that it transcends ordinary means of measurement. This sense harks back to the original sense of immense for something which is so tremendously big that it has not been or cannot be measured. This sense reflects the word's roots in the Latin word immensus, from in, meaning un, and mensus, the past participle of metiri, meaning to measure. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.